It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Radio RX 93.1. What a way to start the morning. Good morning, everyone. Some JoJo there. That really never fails to just make my day. Too little, too late. And let's just keep the music moving. We've got the first news update coming right up. Let's have some Monica this time around. Angel of Mine. It is Riot Wednesday. A little rainy, only here on RX. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the first news bit for today. And it's quite interesting. It's about our online behavior as a nation. After gaining reputation as the texting capital of the world, the Philippines is set to make its mark as among top tweeting nations too. That's according to a new study. Manila was the 17th city in the world with users most active on microblogging site Twitter. This is according to the list recently published on peer-reviewed journal First Monday. The article entitled Mapping the Global Twitter Heartbeat, the Geography of Twitter, said Pinoys contributed 0.9% of the tweets monitored in the study. Now, this is based on data from the so-called Twitter Decahoes, which includes some 10% of all tweets sent globally each day, tagged by origin. Now, Pinoy's Southeast Asian neighbors, however, appear to be more active on the social networking site that allows users to broadcast 140-character messages. The Indonesian capital of Jakarta was the top tweeting city according to the study, comprising 2.86% of the Twitter decahoes. According to the study, Jakarta alone accounts for nearly 3% of all geo-referenced tweets, illustrating Indonesia's outsized presence on Twitter. Now, also ranked higher than Manila were Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia and the city-state of Singapore at number 12. The United States, meanwhile, had 6 cities in the top 20. According to the study, this was an indication of the strong presence of Twitter in the country. Now, the 7-year-old microblogging site now counts nearly 3% of the entire global population among its active users who have sent out 170 billion tweets. English is by far the most common language on Twitter. Interesting. I would have thought that we would rank a little higher, and I didn't know that we were outranked by our fellow region mates. I always thought we were such heavy tweeters. Well, apparently, Jakarta is like the top. Wow. Okay. So it is the top tweeting city. You know, I guess that's why sometimes, you know, when you check out like worldwide trends, you see a lot of bahasa, trending topics. So very interesting. Wow. Okay. I didn't know. But at least for number 17, well, we're still heavy tweeters, I suppose. And better than like worst airport, right? So at least this, we're one of the top tweeting cities in the world. All right, so there you go. That's the first news bit for today. We've got some entertainment news bits coming right up. Something about Russell Brand and Katy Perry. Well, she had a Vogue interview. She gave some pretty interesting Taylor Swift-level revelations. We'll give you more details on that later. But for now, you are still on the Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for our, to announce the top 10 for today.
All right.
Thank you very much to Chenong for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 ways to complete the statement. It should be a crime.
Should be a crime. Dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
Like, so, it should be a crime to have school on a rainy day like this.
There you go. That's a perfect example.
Right.
Or it should be a crime to post super hot, like, shirtless pic na walang muka.
Right.
Kasi pwede kang manggoyo eh. Tapang yung pala, hindi naman pala hot yung face. So,
should be a crime to be that pretty.
That is true. Obviously, these are not crimes.
Yeah, but you know, it should be a crime. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like a legal crime.
Or it should be a crime.
More of like it's a saying.
It should be a crime to say I love you just to get somebody in bed. Ayaw sabihin. Ayaw umagree.
Or ano na lang, it should be a crime to make paasa somebody.
Oh, there. Okay. Yeah, that's also the same. What do you call that? That's paasa
kaya. At least yun may nangyari.
You leave the girl thinking parang, okay, I'll do this because he loves me naman eh.
But minsan mas mahirap yung nagpapaasa na wala pang nangyayari.
At wala ka pang nakukuha.
Oh.
That's worse.
But you get used as, that is you know true. What I mean? Like, let's just say you get used as a boyfriend.
Yeah.
For the whole hatid sundo, regalo.
Pero the other way around.
As in no putting out whatsoever.
Ah, okay, that's a crime. It should be a crime. You should be jailed for that.
It should be a crime to be that pogi tapos wala kang shirtless pic.
Ay! And nobody knows how you look like without your shirt on.
Uh-oh. Ay. Pero bata ka. Kasi pag chubs ka, okay lang. Hindi siya
okay, understandable. Uh-huh. Pero ito parang, oo nga, no? Parang how dare you?
Diba?
How dare you
tease
like
the world with a... You know, with your silhouette of muscular.
Not even tank top. Yung talagang laging naka-shirt, naka-long sleeves.
Talagang, ano, covered na covered.
Oo, pero nakikita mo na ang daming treasure sa ilalim.
Wow, treasure talaga.
Treasure.
I think we know where this is going.
Treasure.
I don't want to follow into this path.
Diba? All right, so there you go. That's exactly what we're looking for. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, it should be a crime. You can go any aspect of it. Or yung mga, it should be a crime na sports car yung kotse mo, tapos, ay. Hindi ka naman guwapin.
It should be a crime na misleading yung kotse mo.
Oo.
Na kung baga dapat kung ano yung kotse mo, dapat ganun din yung itsura mo.
Okay, yung, like it should be a crime na ang ano mo, codename mo sa Twitter, nangyari, Hot Hunk.
74.
Hindi, 22. Yung pala, ano ka, old
fat man.
Oo, 74.
Okay.
There. Yung parang gano'n, yung, yeah. You know, like, don't call yourself, like,
or you know what, something
sexy.
Something that I'm pretty sure that we can relate to, it should be a crime when everyone else doesn't have work and you still have work.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Ito pala, yung my favorite ano example. It should be a crime na ang code name mo sexy girl 16 when you're not sexy,
you're not
16
a girl.
And you're not a girl. Diba? Yeah. So there you go. You know what we're looking for.
All right.
Top 10 ways to complete the statement, it should be a crime. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag it should be a crime.
And since it is a Wednesday, of course we are playing songs from, you know, yesteryear.
Yes.
It is Riot Wednesday. Speaking of our top 10, you know, it should be a crime to have a video this hot and not follow up on it.
Oh, okay. I'm
here's
interested.
Something from Britney Spears. A song called I'm a Slave for You on RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Ang fail lang talaga.
Mr. Deserto.
Name me a chef who really makes good desserts. Mr. Deserto. Okay, here we go. Let's do the top 10. Hey, thank you to everyone for hashtagging. It should be a crime is trending. Number 3 in the Philippines.
Hey,
thank
cool.
you. Thank you. The top 10.
It should be a crime to still have pulse dialing on your phone.
Oo nga eh. I swear, the things that make you angry, Gino.
No, kasi parang it's so weird. Parang
it's just a pulse tone.
And who switches it to pulse tone? Who uses it?
Well, maybe they like the how does it sound like ba? As opposed to
yeah, because okay, with tone dialing, you can dial quick.
Yeah.
But with pulse, you have to wait for it to finish the so you have to wait and be patient.
Malay mo, they like the sound. All right, so we've got
precious time.
The top 10 ways to complete the statement, it should be a crime. Kuya Maui says, yung grabe makabitch on Twitter and Facebook, pero mali ang grammar.
Actually.
You cannot be bitchy if you've got wrong grammar kasi mawawala yung bite.
Yeah.
It turns out, pagtatawanan ka lang.
And it just loses all credibility.
Yeah. Can you imagine, let's say, somebody like, let's say, parang Sherry Hill type.
Oh.
And they go, you know what? You are dead to me. Diba? Mm. Parang, wow.
Wow.
Nakakatakot. Oh. And then imagine somebody else going, you are a dead meat. Diba? Parang patay. A dead meat talaga.
Pwede ba sana, you are a dead beat?
Oh, hindi. Pero a dead meat. Diba? Parang fail eh.
Actually, no. Sobra. It really just loses credibility the minute that you have. That's why, whenever, pag anong tawag dun? What's the Tagalog term for it? Mangingilatis.
Mangingilatis.
Pag nangingilatis ka, siguraduhin mo na wala kang mali.
No, that's my pet peeve. I'm not saying na kailan wala kang mali.
Oh.
But if you're going to correct me, that's my pet peeve. When somebody corrects me na hindi naman pala mali. Kasi sometimes sometimes it makes me stop and I'm like, oh, whoa. Okay, so mali pala.
And then you really
and
think
then
about
I check it.
Yeah.
No, and then, no, I actually check it. Yeah. I Google the whatever it is there. And then it turns out mali pala yung correction nila.
Yeah.
It's a pet peeve. Kasi
actually,
parang,
that's
oh my
true.
Gosh. Tas,
magmamarunong ka tapos.
Exactly. Ikaw pala yung mali. Di ba? Wala naman palang mali dun sa kinokorrect mo. Or worse.
But usually that happens with like, kunwari, words that are spelled two ways.
Yeah. Hindi. Kasi yun okay pa yun eh. Kasi if when that happens, then you're both correct.
You're both correct, yeah.
Nobody's wrong. I don't mind that.
Pero
minsan
I don't like
all out wrong.
Hindi, yun na nga eh. Pero merong iba na they're really adamant about, no it's really just this.
No, actually, yung it's the tone.
Oo.
Kasi sometimes, pag yung they correct you, tapos mali naman pala sila, but the correction was very gentle.
Oo.
It's okay, it's all good. Merong kasi parang, you're a professional DJ and you should know by now that ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos iche-check mo, tapos tama ka pala.
Tama
yung parang, ugh.
Tsaka yung ano, you know how sometimes they'll be like, they're really adamant about it. Like, they always say na parang, no, this is it. But you know for a fact that it's not just the way to say it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That there are two ways. You know?
Tsaka minsan you're just joking. You know, obviously, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Like one time I said, you know the tambuch of the car? Tambucho. So obviously,
Tambucho. Naman, diba? Oh.
And then somebody goes, oh my gosh, I can't believe you don't know that the English of tambucho is muffler. I'm like, I know. It was a joke. And you know how we deliver it when we go like that.
Well,
right?
Sabagay, baka naman din he or she was also being sarcastic. Because that's
no
the
way.
Thing with. But
it's nothing.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yeah, I mean the way it's worded, eh, parang I can't believe you still don't know that. Yeah, alam mo yon yung.
No, because that could also be. It depends. Eh. Baka naman that's really just the way that person talks. It could be sarcasm also.
Hindi kasi sarcasm.
Because okay, deliver it.
What?
That line, that tambuch thing.
Okay, the tambuch of the car.
No, ugh, I can't believe that you don't know that the English of tambucho is muffler.
Hindi eh. I don't know. Parang, or at least it has to be a little bit, di ba? When you're sarcastic, it has to be a little bit more over the top.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Sometimes people don't know that.
That thing?
Yeah.
Ako kasi
and
ang,
you can't translate.
Ako kasi but, ang feel ko, nang kokorek siya talaga. You know how some people do that? Nang kokorek talaga sila.
Mm.
And, let's see here. Ito talaga, Sig Coengter says, yung it should be a crime, pag-alaga ng aso na hindi naman inaalagaan. Kasi a lot of people think dogs are just like toys.
Mm.
Na parang, yeah, itali mo na lang sa isang corner. Balikan mo, as long as you're feeding them, they're okay. No. It really takes, they're like, you know.
They're like kids.
People. like kids. I would say, seriously.
And you know how some people just get them as a decorative thing?
Yeah.
Parang because it's cool to have a dog.
I know a family, parang bili sila ng bili ng pets.
Pero hindi naman nila pinaglalaroan.
Tapos pinapamigay nila lahat.
What?
No, I mean like bibilin tapos dahil hindi nila naalagaan, they'll give them away. Pero bibili na naman ng bago. Tapos hindi naman nila alagaan, they'll give them away. Tapos bibili na naman ng bago. Yung, they just love the whole novelty of having pets. Not really thinking na, alam mo, you break their hearts, ah. I mean like, yung biglang papalitan mo ng owners, parang kakawawa.
And they don't see you all of a sudden. And the thing is, no matter how badly you treat them, chances are they still love you.
Yeah, they do. Grabe kaya ang dogs. And also...
Sana ang tao parang aso na lang yun. Well, marami namang taong parang aso, bitch.
Well, yeah, that is true. Mash Plutonium says, ito bad to ha. It should be a crime. Yung magpapakasal yung isang super hot sa isang pangit. Bad. I'm sure may
but
mga...
I completely understand.
Ay, nako, that's why I'm saying this to you. Alam ko kasi mag-a-agree ka. Ay nako, I know what you're thinking. Bad ka,
just,
Gino.
There's just no justice in
bad ka. And also, let's see here. Chenong says, bad yung ngingiti ka ng may killer smile. Namamatay ako sa kilig. It's murder.
It's murder.
I tell you. Ilad Villanueva says, it should be a crime na mag-selfie ang mga hipon. So bad! Ang sasama nyo, grabe.
Pero kung shirtless pic lang, okay lang.
Pwede eh. Pero pag selfie,
pero selfie wag.
Wag. Merong bad na habits somebody that I know. May papakita siya sa akin. Kunyari, papakita niya yung isa-scroll down niya, body lang. Kanyang shirtless pic. Oh, tinan mo, di ba? Oh, di ba? Gwapo. Tapos biglang isa-scroll down niya dun sa muka. Tapos ang ano niya, Chelen!
Sama?
Ang sama, I swear.
Sama ng trip.
At saka meron talaga nung Chelen!
Oh my God, I imagine.
Kasi pero you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yung alam mo yung...
And I know who you're talking about.
Hindi, pero di ba? Yung meron
talaga, I know a lot of things.
Meron talaga nung chanan factor minsan eh. Yung nakita mo parang, yung kasi super impressive. Yung pag nakita mo parang, wow, hot.
Tapos biglang, hey.
Tapos biglang, chanan. Parang yung sa ano, yung sa, did you watch The Croods?
Yeah.
The Sloth, yung tan, tan, tan.
Tan, tan, tan. Tan.
Di ba?
Yung ano, si
ganun
Belt.
Eh.
Si Belt yan,
oh,
diba?
Si Belt.
Yung pag, I call him Belt.
Pag skin roll down mo. Tan, tan, tan. And then, let's see here. Okay, OMGN says, yung manglalandi ka, tapos sasabihan kang assuming.
Bakit?
Hindi, kasi parang...
Pero ba't ka sasabihan ng assuming kung nanglalandi ka lang naman?
Diba, yun nga yung attempt mo eh.
Oo eh.
It should be okay.
That should be fine.
Actually, whether you have a chance or not, you have that right to make landi.
And I don't think you need permission to make landi.
Yeah.
Kasi it's your way of saying, hey, I'm interested.
No, actually...
But you're not saying, hey, like, you're under my control or something like
actually,
that.
Actually, ang assuming, if you start saying, ay, may gusto sa akin yan eh. Yun ang assuming.
That's assuming.
Diba? Pero if you're saying, gusto ko siya...
There's nothing
that's
wrong with
fine.
That. Yeah.
Mass Plutonium says, I agree with this. It should be a crime to have slow internet connection.
Yeah.
In this day and age, I really just want to pull my hair. Na parang, and why is the Philippines one of those countries na talagang
and especially
so
like
slow
when you look around
compared to everyone, diba?
When you go to Singapore, Hong Kong, Japan or whatever. Oh my God, their internet
gosh.
Is like ridiculous.
My friend from who?
Well, now at least we have fiber.
Well, yeah, that is true. Hindi, pero my friend from Japan, talagang, he grew up there.
Yeah.
Hindi siya talaga makapaniwala how slow the internet is.
It drives them crazy. Like,
kung sanay ka doon,
diba? If you're so used to it, and a friend of mine who lives in Hong Kong, I remember back then, before all the, you know, fast internet connections came into play,
yeah,
we would compare, like, speed tests.
Yeah.
I would be so jealous. Kasi as in literally, not even times 10. Yeah. More than just times 10 yung speed ng internet nila.
Grabe, no? Can you imagine not having to wait for anything to load?
Diba?
Kahit yung kunyari nasa ano ka lang.
That's why internet TV is such a big thing there. Internet radio.
Yung
whatever.
App store.
Yeah.
Yung kunyari, you wanna check out some
pictures. No, you download
pictures.
It.
No, yung check mo muna. So you click on the icon.
Yeah.
Tapos lalabas yung some, two or three pictures of the app. Tapos ayaw mag-load. Yung parang... I just want to see what this app looks like.
That's true.
And Astro Boy says, Astro Boy 69, it should be a crime pag umutot ka sa loob ng elevator habang ang lahat naghahabol ng hininga sa pagtakbo para di malate. Obviously, people were running to get on the elevator. So lahat sila yung...
You're deep breathing.
Tapos biglang uutot ka.
Ugh.
Ay,
that's gross.
Sebastian says, it should be a crime to steal the last piece of chicken skin from a friend. Hindi lang jail to ha. There should be a special circle in hell for you.
Grabe
naman.
But yeah, I get what you mean.
And
if you're the type of person who saves the chicken skin for last.
Yeah. Tapos biglang may kukuha.
Do you separate your chicken skin?
Yeah.
What do? Do you eat it last or eat
no.
it first?
I, di ba, I leave the chicken skin. I throw it away. Well, I love it. Don't get me wrong. Pero,
we,
well, I'm trying
let's eat
to,
chicken
ano.
Together.
Yes. You can have my chicken skin.
But I don't like
that. Kaya lang patay. Di ba sabi nila true love yun pag binibigyan na niya sa'yo yung chicken skin. Kasi nga parang they're willing to give the best part of the chicken for you.
Well.
Well.
Oh, tara na.
Well, I'm just on a diet. Did you see this grill... parang grill resto. They serve you like fried chicken skin lang. Walang chicken, just skin. Grabe, ang sarap.
Even when I was in grade school,
yeah,
they had that already.
Matagal na yun. Pero diba, you know the one I'm talking about.
But there's one in Iloilo also. And that, as in, it's called, I don't know if they have it here kasi, Sunburst.
Ah, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even and CDO has Sunburst.
Wild.
Yeah, I've
eaten
there.
Like, it's just a platter of...
chicken skin.
Oh my
and you
God.
Wonder what they do with the chicken, huh?
Filet.
Ah, sabagay. Sabagay. And the entry...
Or chicken breast. Diba the chicken breast that they sell? Walang skin yun.
Alam mo, my best... My favorite skin... my favorite skin, chicken skin, yung sa thigh. No. What's thigh ba yun?
So the yung, best skin for you.
Ano yung kakabit ng leg? Diba there's a leg? And then there's the yung parang the triangle drumstick. Na katabi ng drumstick.
Oh, I don't know.
Leg.
I really don't know the chicken
I
parts.
I love that
pitso.
Part.
You mean pitso?
What's pitso?
I don't know eh. The only part I actually know about a chicken is like drumstick.
Kasi diba that's just drumstick. Tapos pero minsan when you order leg, may kasama pa siyang parang...
Yeah, that, yung parang...
The other part. Yun, I love that part.
Isn't that
hindi pa thigh yun eh. Iba pa yung thigh eh. Anyway. And the entry.
Me?
That caps off the bottom half of the top 10. Ways to complete the statement, it should be a crime, comes from...
I am Mrs. Bond was just saying, that's thigh.
That's thigh rin ba?
Yeah, I think
ano
so.
Yung isa na alam kong thigh, yung parang it's a very small piece na. Anyway, basta akala ko
baka yun, without the drumstick.
Kasi parang yun triangular eh. Ito parang squarish.
Oh, basta. Baka iba lang yung cut. No.
Comes from, let's see here. Wait, I'm getting it straight from ano kaya? Let's see here. Okay, from Fat Kid Inside.
Oh, Fat Kid Inside said.
Yung ang profile pic mo may filter. It should be a law na unphotoshopped, unfiltered ang profile pic so that it's truth in advertising. At bawal umangulo.
Dami naman bawal.
Hindi, kasi para people know how you really look like. Ang dami kayo nagugoyo. No, dahil inangulo mo, akala mo ganito itsura. Like, kunyari, there are some people, kunyari, nakita mo sila in a place na, tapos nakita mo lang side view, super hot. Tapos bilang pag humarap, ay, hindi pala.
I guess that's true.
Side view genic. May mga ganun, ha?
But then again, there are also people who just don't project well on cameras.
Or ano, shades genic. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah, I've seen
sobrang those. Hot nila with shades. Pagtanggal ng shades, patay.
Parang yan.
Tan, tan, tan.
But yun nga, there are people who don't look good on photo.
On photo. Or at least something that's closer to ano. O si Malius then said something like,
I think na lang, when it comes to profile pictures, it should still represent...
Basta it should look like you.
Yeah.
It really should look like you.
Or not, and it can't be na parang yung photo mo 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Unless
yeah.
na lang you're doing it like as a parang throwback sort of thing lang.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Mm-mm. And from Malioth, yung it should be a crime to go around wearing sleeveless shirts with long kilikili hair.
Mm.
Yung nakasilip, yung kahit nakababa, nakasilip siya.
Nakasilip, yeah. Even for guys, that's just weird.
Well, I was assuming it was guys.
No, kasi like in...
Seriously?
In China.
Ah, talaga?
Oh my God. I swear, there was just one really hot girl.
Tapos?
And I was like, wow, she's so hot. Then she...
Grabe.
Nandun si wala
Bert.
Eh,
alam mo yung buhok ni Bert? Si Ernie and Bert?
Or si Cousin It?
Ay, sobra naman yun.
Oo, andun lang siya.
Grabe. Okay, so there you go. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, it should be a crime. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag it should be a crime.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And we've got our top 10 for today.
Okay, can I do this one?
Yes, please.
Coming from Jem La Forteza, it should be a crime to put your name on government projects na para bang pasasalamat pa kami na ginamit mo yung tax money namin sa tama.
Actually.
Diba?
Ang wording pa nun ha, and they do, ang wordings kunyari-kunyari si...
Parang...
Kunyari si Kagawa Gino.
A project of Kagawa...
Hindi nga eh, buti ko okay pa yung... Minsan yung... Thank you, Kagawa Gino,
diba?
For this.
Parang it's your job.
Isn't this our tax money?
Yeah, that's our money, and that's really what you're supposed to do. It's not like you're doing it for free.
Yeah,
you get a salary for it.
Mm-mm. Exactly.
Tapos,
well, it is already, diba? I think it's already like
bawal.
There's already ano na.
Yeah, pero merong iba na pasimple.
Yeah, at saka yung mga ano, congratulations graduates from Congressman ganyan,
yeah.
Diba? Or happy back to school. Lahat na lang meron silang streamer, meron silang banner.
Hmm.
Na parang, baka naman talagang you're wishing everybody that, pero you're just wondering, saan funds galing? Anong funds galing yung mga streamers na yan?
Yeah. And he has another one. It's a branded ano, entry. He goes, bad breath, it should be a crime.
Yon!
from the folks over at Close Up.
Diba?
That is true though.
It is true.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Oh, and thank you to everybody for hashtagging. It should be a crime is trending in the Philippines.
Yay.
Thank you. Okay, so let's start off with Jay Ryan. It should be a crime. Yung paglagay ng restriction na panoorin ang mga HD films. Dapat libre, walang bayad.
But that's how they make
kasi how will they
money?
Earn
kasi
money
how will
of
they
it?
Produce it?
Alam ko, some websites of art films, they give you
a preview
or one episode. Kasi multiple episodes yan.
Episodes, webisodes.
A not so good episode. Para you'll check out more, like the better ones. Or sometimes what they do, they give you an episode, tas wala yung ending.
Alam ko,
they go to see the full video.
Alam ko sometimes they give you mga snippets, mga 5 minutes. Parang teaser trailer.
Eh yung full, ano, mga 30 minutes eh, di ba? Yung full movie.
Tapos may iba naman na, ano lang, hanggang 720 lang. Hindi yung 1080.
Tinatapos, di ba? Tinatapos nila.
Hindi, 720p.
Okay.
So
it's not
the full HD.
It's not the full, hindi masyadong clear.
Eh syempre, parang, if it's such a good webisode.
Yes.
You'd want to see it in, you know, in all its glory.
Oo nga eh. Tsaka iba eh. Kita mo lahat ng pores, lahat ng... yun na nga yun. Yun na yun.
Let's just stop there.
Mm-hmm. And also...
Grabe talaga. I'd love to see your credit card bill.
No, I don't. Puro sa free lang ako.
Kuripot. Napakuripso. Wala kang contribution to the industry.
Wala. Eh, pero ano ha, ang grabing contribution ko talaga sa apps. I really, now, I'm thinking, and this is true ha, you might think, baka sabi mo nagpapatawa lang ako or anything, pero seriously, if I really like an app, I think of it as, I want to reward them.
Yeah.
And I really like bike. Minsan di ko na kailangan na super, super.
Yeah.
Pero I just buy yung mga gems, yung mga
just
ganyan.
So they can...
Tsaka ang feeling ko, ang fear ko, if nobody buys gems or yung mga in-app purchases, baka magsara.
Exactly.
Seriously, kaya ako talaga, I really do. I really spend on those in-app purchases. I really do.
In the same way that, okay, with like, let's just say, PC gaming.
Mm-mm.
There are so many great game-making companies out there.
Yeah.
And... You know, piracy really is a problem.
It's a problem.
It's because, yeah, sige, sabihin natin, you're thinking to yourself, isa lang naman ako na hindi bumili. Parang bumili ako ng pirated. But what if everyone else started thinking
exactly
that way?
Exactly.
Do you imagine how, I mean, just try to imagine how much it makes to create the game.
Yeah.
And how much they lose out whenever you don't buy the original one.
It's true. Kasi like, especially...
And you're not supporting that industry. In the same way that with musicians, when you download it illegally.
Illegally.
They don't.
That's
they
what
don't
I
get
do. That's so why I really like. Ako like for the songs. Remember them.
I buy it on iTunes.
Yung mga recent playlists.
Playlist. Huh?
It's really like all like bought from iTunes. Well, plus, kasi for me, there's also another aspect to it. Kasi I just realized and experienced how much better it is pag yung iTunes. Kasi pare-pareho yung levels.
Yeah.
You don't have to like change the levels anymore. So
plus you have the album art.
And sa apps naman, the ones that are not popular.
Yeah.
Yung mga sobrang never makes it to the top 50.
Yeah.
I really try to pay. Kasi baka mawala.
For
para
gaming naman kasi,
sila.
You really do get a lot of perks if you buy the original one.
Ah, really?
Like, I mean, you get the nice box, the manual, you know, the online codes, and you can update it whenever. And there's, I don't know, just...
Like ngayon, super love ko yung Jurassic Park.
I know.
I don't even know, like, sometimes they don't tell you what the dinosaur is. They just go, do you want to buy this DNA? They don't tell you. So I don't know, for all I know, it's a crappy dinosaur.
Yeah.
But I just buy. Para lang, wala lang, to support the...
Yeah, I mean, if you have it naman.
Diba? Parang, wala. Saka I'm really getting like, please don't disappear. So I want to keep paying them para, you know. And also, let's see here. Lazy Boy Takyo says, it should be a crime to be noisy in a sinihan. Lalo na yung nagsasabi ng mga plot points.
Ay, but you know what else? It should be a crime. Really, like answering your phone inside of the movie house, and not even talking in a hushed tone.
You don't see the effort.
I would understand pa yung mga ano eh, parang hello, nasasinihan ako. Call me later or whatever. Pero yung iba, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, yung ano? Andito ako. Oh, hindi, tuloy mo lang. Bilin mo yung alam mo yung parang
you
have a full conversation while everyone is keeping quiet and watching the freaking movie.
Another
one.
And
you can't even like have the decency to just, you know, freaking shut up.
When I watched Man of Steel, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Why?
There was this like this couple, guy and a girl.
Tapos
they took off their shoes or slippers or whatever. Bare feet. Yeah. Nakapatong dun sa headrest nung nasa harapan nila.
Oh my God.
And they're not Jedge, ha?
Ew,
when you
gross.
See them, you're like, oh my gosh. Actually, they're actually an attractive couple. But and I was like, seriously?
Why the hell would you do that?
Seriously?
And what about the person who's sitting in front
of them? Exactly. Well, walang nakaupo, but that's beside the point. Yeah. People will sit there. And ako lang parang, manners. I mean, I don't think you need to be told that that's just bad manners. Yeah. Sobrang bad manners.
Para mas maintindihan ko pa yung, you know, like some cinemas, the back of the armrest is higher. So you can sort of like put both
dun
of your feet
dun sa pinakalikod ng armrest. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's understandable.
No. I'm talking bare feet on top of the... And okay, you know how the seats are? Yung pinakalikod is plastic.
Yeah.
Pero there's the kutsyon.
The kutsyon.
Nakapatong siya dun sa kutsyon.
Oh, man.
Kasi they're not that far ahead
and
of us.
And I don't
so
know
I
why.
I was like, you know, and lahat ng dumaan, napapatingin talaga. Kasi like and may expression yung face na parang seriously?
Really?
Yung parang, really?
I don't know why, but...
Amazing, huh?
Parang it's worse when it's bare.
Hindi, extra naman. It is worse. Kasi we're talking the
no, kasi,
the sweat.
Think about
ganyan.
It. On like a bacteria, I don't know, a bacteria...
Point of view.
Aren't shoes dirtier? Because you're
well,
stepping
everywhere.
Well, they're
both dirty.
No, kasi okay, think about it this way.
They're both dirty.
Shoes are... I don't know if it's dirtier to... I don't know which is dirtier. Kasi at least with the feet, it's inside the shoe.
Yeah.
So you're not stepping on bacteria everywhere. Well, it's just human bacteria.
They should be both bawal.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know why, but it seems worse
pag
barefoot.
At saka there's the baho.
Oo, yung parang...
Diba? Kadiri talaga. Anyway, Adariel says, it should be a crime kapag karinderya ka, literally ah, hindi yung mga karinderyang bukas sa lahat ng gusto kumain. Pag karinderya ka at wala kang handang ulam na munggo pag Fridays. Diba munggo is always
a Friday thing?
And also...
Or wala kang turon pag merienda.
Yon.
That's always, I think that should always be there.
Angel Rain says, it should be a crime, ang pagbanggit ng word na diet at weight pag nasa fiesta, birthday party, or kainan ka.
Hindi, but you can't naman blame people who are actually on diets.
Pero don't say it na.
Hindi, kasi people will ask, oh, how come you're not eating?
Eh,
alam nga namang sabihin mo.
Yung parang, ikaw ang sarap-sarap ng kain mo, tapos bilang, eh, kasi I don't want to eat this kasi I'm on a diet. Parang, wow, gee, thanks.
Yeah, but, can you really blame them? What if they're really hard set on losing weight? What if they need to lose weight and you don't? They're just gonna eat na lang and destroy their
hindi,
diet.
Hindi, worse nga if you also need to go on a diet.
Well, yun na yun.
Diba? Tapos parang...
That's something that you'll have to deal with.
Ilad Villanueva says, yung mga nangangumusta sa FB, only to find out, nire-refer ka lang pala sa pyramiding networking scheme.
Or may hihingin lang.
May hihingin.
Mga tickets.
the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, It Should Be a Crime, comes from... Okay, before that, let's sing it one last time from OMGN. Mm. It Should Be a Crime ang hindi pagboto sa The Morning Rush sa Yahoo OMG Awards.
Nux. And at please, kay Chico.
And please vote for me too. Tat Awards 2013.
Twitter phenom of the year.
Nux, di ba? Phenom talaga. Eh,
Fumi phenom.
No? Please vote. I'm like fifth place so far. So, please vote for me.
Alright.
Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
Okay. Cristiano Reynaldo says,
"It should be a crime yung hindi ka nagre-reply sa text tapos makikita ko na nagtitweet ka naman." Okay, so I'm guilty.
You're guilty of this. You're guilty of this.
No comment ako kasi I'm guilty of this.
Oh my God, you should see his phone. It drives me nuts.
Nasa 300 na.
Oh my God. Do you realize what you're missing out on? I mean, seriously, yeah. You have 300 unread messages.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I know.
Can you please read them?
I will.
When?
Soon. Coming soon. Ay nako. So there you go. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, it should be a crime. Just key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag it should be a crime.
Can we just read this one out? Carla Mariano says, they say that for those projects, the political projects, they say na kaya daw nilalagyan yon ng streamer is that so you know where your taxes go. But you can always say,
kasi we're supposed to
it's
go
supposed
to these
to go there.
You don't need you don't to be need, told yeah. na parang, hey, your taxes are going to, that's where
or,
it's supposed
or
to
Or you
go.
Know what, the most that you can actually do, sige, parang provided for you by your local government.
Yeah.
Yun na yun.
Yeah. Now, actually, not even kasi alam mo, in the countries where the taxes really go to infrastructure, to roadworks,
no, but
you don't see them going, hey, courtesy of your local government. That's supposed to.
But yun na nga, given that our country is, you know, we've always had our doubts about where our taxes go and whatever. Sige, you can reassure people, but don't sell yourself na.
Oo nga.
Ilagay kunyari, mo na lang na parang...
Ganito na lang. Pag nagbake ka sa boylet mo ng rubber shoes, nakalagay ba courtesy of...
Well, depende. Lots of love.
Lots of love.
Hindi, pero sige, sabihin mo na lang na this is where your taxes go.
Yeah.
Yun na lang. Don't na...
At most, if you even have to, dapat ano na lang, ganun na lang.
Oo, na parang... Kunwari, like, I've seen this in different countries na parang the road, like, road works. Like, that they're fixing something. There's a sign. This is where your taxes go.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
walang
it.
Nakalagay na parang... This project is brought to
courtesy
you by courtesy of because you're just use. It's supposed to go there anyway.
Kasi
the only thing you did was your job.
Kasi kunyari, imagine mo, you're the provider sa family mo. Ikaw yung breadwinner ng family mo. You're the padre de familia. They have to be like, parang this food is courtesy of
yun
me.
Na nga eh. It's
diba?
Not.
Parang, you're supposed to provide that. It's so weird.
And
ay, nako.
It's your job to do so.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. So there.
We spin.
Yes. Where?
Where other people?
Okay. So.
All right. Anyway. Hey. Well, can we just say hi to Irene? She's tuned in.
Hey. Hello. Good
hi,
morning.
Irene.
Good
so
morning,
she goes
Irene.
Like while she was having breakfast. And then she heard that entry about, you know, tweeting and not replying to texts. You were the first person she thought of.
What? I do naman. I try. I try.
He's horrible.
I try.
I really don't understand why you can't just, like, read your messages.
I do.
Why are there 300 unread messages?
No, alam mo yung lumalabas dun sa... Di ba may part of the message that comes out on your phone?
Yeah.
I read that.
But that's not the full message.
I get the gist.
Ay, nako.
Kumbaga sa ano? Kumbaga sa school, what do you call that? The cliff notes?
Ay, nako.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush.
Top 10. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Chenong. Thank you very much. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, it should be a crime. And thank you for making it should be a crime trend in the Philippines.
Yay,
thank you.
All
right, let's start off with Ilad Villanueva. Yung mga nakikibasa ng cellphone ng mga katabi sa jeep, MRT or LRT or FX. Parang gusto mong sabihin, text mo, kuya.
Oo, phone mo.
Hindi kasi alam mo, you know that the... Kunyari, you're...
So magdala ka ng stuffed dragon para pwede mong patuhin.
Hindi kasi minsan...
That'll dissuade them for sure.
Pero you have to admit it. Not that you're like peeking at the message.
Para napapatingin ka.
Kasi sometimes, di ba, maglalight yung screen.
Yeah, so gaganong ka. Yeah.
Initially, mapapatingin ka talaga. But usually, pag na-realize mo na para oh, it's their text, you look away.
Yeah.
Now, there are people who apparently don't.
And I guess sometimes, kasi it's out of just sheer boredom.
Wala
they don't really want to find out what you're texting.
They don't really
about,
care.
But it's more of like, I have nothing else to look at.
Yeah, that is true. And also, let's see here. Uno loco poco. To ogle on somebody's breasts.
Well, it depends.
Bakit, Gino Boy? Bakit?
Huh?
Bakit?
What if, ano?
Tell me about it. Lalo na nung birthday ko. Sige, what?
Oy, wala. I was not ogling at anyone's breasts during your birthday.
Achus!
I really wasn't. You know me. I would tell you outright.
That's why. That's why I choose. Kasi I know you.
No, I would tell you outright if I were.
Ah, okay.
Sige, hello, I tell you this all the time. If I'm like being all pervy about somebody.
Mm-mm.
And I really wasn't. It's just that it was what we were talking about. So obviously, like...
Mapapatingin ka talaga.
Like, kunwari,
parang... I must say, kahit ako.
Diba? Mm-hmm. O para kunwari, like, I'm talking to you about, like, you know, I really like this awesome shirt.
Then I keep
See,
looking
that's
at...
that's the first thing that you look at. You look down.
I mean, not your puwet.
I mean there's a puwet on my shirt.
There's a puwet on your shirt. That's why I'm looking at, quote, your puwet.
Your puwet, okay. Yeah. So, that's my point. Na parang, when you're talking about something... Like, let's just say a girl comes up to you. Oh my God, there's a stain in my skirt. The first
obviously,
thing you're gonna look at is the stain
exactly.
on the skirt.
So. Yeah. Defensive.
I'm not being defensive.
Okay, I know.
Because you know that I'm honest when it comes to things like that.
When it comes to boobies.
Oh, I would tell you outright.
But
na
parang, not to the girl.
Not to the girl, but I would tell you.
Hindi, kaya ako natatawa kasi you started becoming like really red.
Kasi nga nakahiya.
Also, si Coengtor says, it should be a crime. Yung magsisingalong ka sa nadidinig mong music sa LRT pero hindi mo naman iPod.
Mm.
Yung you kinda hear it lang tapos nakikikanta ka na parang it's not your song.
I know. Yeah.
And lalo na pag hindi radio. Kasi kunyari, radio naman yung pinapakinggan. Obviously, that's public.
Yeah.
You know. Pero yung iPod playlist niya tapos bilang nakita mo nakikikanta na yung katabi mo.
Yeah.
Medyo nakakahiya. Actually, there's nothing wrong. I don't see anything wrong with it. Nakakahiya lang. And also, Mad Matt Mark says, it should be a crime when somebody invites you to coffee tapos it doesn't lead to...
More conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, can we just say hi to Glenn Shells? That's coming from Doc Carlo.
Hey, hello.
Good morning.
And Manvale says, it should be a crime pag pumunta ka ng birthday party tapos walang spaghetti.
Because it's almost like you expect
Ikulong yan. Ikulong yan.
Dapat there has to be spaghetti.
There has to be
or
spaghetti. Right.
Yeah.
I love noodles. Can I just say it? That's why I feel so frustrated. Because, I know, it's carbs. But I could live on noodles. Especially when I was a kid. Talagang, just give me noodles. I'm fine.
Hello, give me rice and like seasoning and I'm fine.
No, ako more noodles than rice.
Talaga?
I love noodles. Kahit yung mga instant noodles lang. Oh my God.
I wonder why. I wonder if there's a psychological thing
it's
behind
that. It's fun food eh. Alam mo yung parang, it's not like you're eating food. Parang naglalaro. I guess as a kid. Diba, tinan mo yung lahat ng mga kids' favorites. They're not like shaped like normal food.
Talaga? Lechon?
No, as a kid.
Oh,
I never
lechon
liked lechon.
I was a kid.
Are you kidding?
I grew up in Cebu.
I didn't. I love lechon now lechon. As an adult.
I loved steak.
Really?
Yeah.
No, diba?
Pork
no,
chops.
No, we're talking like really like kids. Diba, usually pag children's party, diba, spaghetti. They're shaped like worms. Tapos you have hot dog. They're shaped like...
Wait. What are they shaped like? Come on.
Like dachshunds.
Really?
Yeah.
I never saw the
ice
resemblance.
Cream. Diba, ice cream. It's served in a cone. And it's, diba? You know like how fun food doesn't look like regular food.
How is that fun?
No, I mean like it's not like rice and ulam. That's
I
the standard
rice and
food.
Ulam as a child.
I know. Papatoy talaga kita na stuff to eh.
What?
Ano kayo? Ikaw si Contro.
Parang pangit pakinggan.
Why?
Contro.
Contro? Why? Ay, nako, Dino Boy. Kasi kontra ka.
Oo nga.
Si Mr. Contra.
Siyempre, bakit pakinggan? Naparati kang kontra, di ba?
Oo, kaya nga. And also,
hey, a quick hello to Raina. She's tuned in.
Hello,
hi, Raina.
Good morning.
I didn't know you were back in town.
I met her na, di ba?
Yeah,
your
you
party.
Did. Yeah.
And
surfer girl. Nux.
Yeah. Nice.
Bumi beach life. I think she just came from the States or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, Sentient Joy says, yung it should be a crime na mag-dismiss ka ng klase pagkasagsagan na ng ulan at bahang-baha na.
Mm.
Ay, they're thinking of ano ha? Like, because of that 2 nights ago?
Yeah.
Traffic na, ano na parang...
Sobrang horrible.
Dapat pag umuulan na, you have to dismiss your people early. Parang ganun. Parang they're trying to find a way to legislate
it. That's so difficult
to do. It's tricky.
I mean, what constitutes...
Strong enough.
Strong enough to
like, know, how much wetness...
To send your people...
wait... How much rainfall?
How much wetness?
Before you cancel work. You know what I mean?
Boss, look, oh, so wet na. You gotta make me go home.
No, you know what I mean, di ba? It's hard eh. Do you measure? Di ba sa along EDSA, they put ano? They put parang measuring...
Stick?
Parang...
Kung gaano katas
yung... Kung katas yung tubig.
Yeah, well... And that's a tricky part din kasi sometimes it... Tuloy-tuloy yung rain. Yeah. Pero sometimes naman parang sobrang lakas tapos biglang wala na.
Tapos wala na.
Oh.
Like yesterday, I was so glad kasi I was coming from Makati.
I think this all boils down to like how efficient and how effective our weather
like
forecasting can be.
Super wonderful traffic.
Yeah.
Papauwi ako, I was around 8:39. As in, I was so scared because the night before it was horrible. And I was like, wow. This is great.
No, because everybody wanted to go home early because they were afraid of, you know, what happened 2 days ago happening again last night.
Right.
And then it didn't really rain. You know, it rained, but it stopped.
It stopped, yeah. And also, let's see here. Okay, just a couple of last few. Jagedrick says, yung mag-copy-paste ng tweets when you can always retweet naman.
Yeah.
Sometimes I see that.
It's like you're stealing. You're stealing intellectual property.
Yeah. Richmond says, bringing a face towel lang to dry yourself after a shower in a public gym. Bimpo lang yung pang dry mo sa
For some people, that's fine.
Actually, hindi. I won't complain. Richmond says, having those dividers in the urinals should be a crime. Gusto niya walang
ano
walang
ba?
Walang ano walang
dapat nga mas mahaba yung mas malaki yung divider eh. I really think that it should be a cubicle type of thing.
A type of thing?
Na parang cubicle pero urinal. Because sometimes you don't want to get too close to the urinal naman.
Yeah.
Because you don't want the splashback to happen.
You know that is true.
And you don't want to touch any part of the urinal even with the alam mo yung parang merong built-in
na. Hindi, saka minsan yung belt mo kasi di ba nakalaylay siya. You don't want it touching the urinal.
Exactly. And minsan naman
tas, wala eh. Pero if you move back naman, parang...
There are people talaga
parang,
who...
What? Woo!
Tsaka there are... You know, the thing with me is, like, I don't use urinals. Because there really are people who will, like... Alam mo yung... Sobrang...
Prey on you, yeah.
Bakante lahat ng urinal, pero tatabi sa'yo.
Yeah. And the top. Way to complete the statement, it should be a crime. Comes from Coco Hernandez.
Coco Hernandez says...
It should be a crime. As in, ikukulong ka... To make designer clothes look cheap when you wear them.
Oh snap!
Oh my gosh!
Should be a crime to be that bitchy.
Because you know for a fact that it's real.
Yeah, but
it looks cheap when they wear them. Oh my gosh! Siguro that's a nightmare of the designers, no?
I guess so.
Like they make such really good clothes, tapos.
But hey, they still make money off of it.
But there are people who make their designs look cheap.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well.
Oh well. Okay, so if you want to join us for today, the top 10 ways to complete the statement, it should be a crime. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag it should be a crime.
Hey, quick, what's up to Judah the Great? That's coming from Odelaho.
Hello.
Hello. And actually, this one I sort of agree with. Vince Polito was just saying, it should be a crime na pag suspended na ang classes, including college, dapat ang office din kasi tao rin kami.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not fair, but wala eh.
That's how it... Kasi naman, for some people, ano, you know what, the harsh fact of life is, some people, if they don't work, they don't eat.
Yeah.
So they actually want any cancellation of work.
Or dapat may option.
Yeah. Di ba?
Para option
na magtrabaho.
Ayoko na eh. May pangkain pa naman ako eh. Pwede na.
No, that is true.
Hey, it's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 3.
Manila Lozada, sponsored by RX 93.1, giving you more reasons to love Wednesdays. The RX Monsters Ride, of course, Riot Wednesdays with Spice Girls. Say You'll Be There, that one going out to Bella. She requested for that one.
Hey. Admit it, you were all dancing to it in your cars.
I'm pretty sure you were because we were too.
Yes.
Hey, let's also say hi and good morning to Rico, who's also tuned in. Good morning. All right, I'm going to dare you guys to not sing along to this next song.
Okay, let's try. Let's
try. All right, okay, here we go.
What's my name?
I really.
It's Mary Jane.
Tas ako talaga kay J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez and Ja Rule. Here's I'm Real with RX.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to everybody for hashtagging. It should be a crime is still trending number 3 in the Philippines. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you to Chenong for suggesting this, of course.
All right.
Let's start off with Jay Ryan. It should be a crime na magsukle ng candy.
Yeah.
Yung you buy something tapos wala silang
barya. So mga takatakboy, usually they give you just...
They give you candy as sukle. And sometimes, gusto mong ano...
You don't want it naman. You want the coins.
Hindi, saka parang gusto mo, sige, akin na muna yung bayad ko ulit. Sige, itong bayad ko na lang. Cupcake. Kasi sukli mo candy.
Kasi sukli mo candy.
Hindi, di ba? It's not like I gave you food for payment. It's
actually,
not like...
that's true. And it's not your option to give me candy.
Yeah. Manvale says, kapag binawi ni mami ang baon kasi suspended ang klase, dapat touch move yun.
Actually.
It's not your fault na nakansela yung... Dapat perk mo na yun.
Pero the way they see it kasi is, you're at home. You're not gonna use the money. Why do you have it?
Kasi usually weekly ang bigay ng baon eh. So can you imagine kung babawiin pa nila yung isang araw na... Ah, daily. Mm-hmm. Wow. Hassle. Na parang araw-araw ka pa kukuha ng baon.
I liked it.
Really?
Yeah. I ended up getting more.
Pero sa bagay, because you might end up spending
all of it. Eh. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I would have.
Kittrich says, yung mga sales ladies na sunod ng sunod sa'yo, na parang feeling mo shoplifter ka or wala kang pera.
Yeah, there's this false notion kasi that whenever you're following them around, you're being attentive. But it's not supposed to be that way.
It's not.
Kasi they feel pressured and you don't want that as a consumer.
And the expression, if they're following you around because they look like you, they want the help, okay lang. Minsan kasi parang,
No, but sometimes even if they look like they want the help, parang it's just like, it's okay, let me look around and then I'll let you know if I need something. Just, you know, be attentive. Look from somewhere else.
From somewhere else. JG says, it should be a crime for roommates to bring his boyfriend while the other is sleeping on the upper bunk.
Ew.
Nakakaingit.
Yun eh.
Yun ang reason niya.
Dapat merong open invitation.
Oo. Si Coengtor says, wearing socks kahit naka-sandals ka na. Naku, ang dami kong pictures nung 90s.
Oh, that's such a 90s thing.
Sobra, as in. Kasi I had Birks.
Yeah, I never had that though.
I had Birks. Tapos, well, I really don't like wearing any footwear na walang, except for slippers.
Yeah.
Na walang socks.
But I find those are slippers.
I find it so dirty, parang ganun.
Birks are slippers.
No way, they're still sandals. I mean, you know how like it's leather.
Okay.
So parang for me, parang I feel like I find it gross. Did before.
It's so much more gross kaya to see.
And it's gross in a fashion sense.
Oh, yeah.
But diba? Pero if you have socks, true. It's still parang, it's still more hygienic kasi you have socks too.
But it's
know?
So...
I know! Kaya nga eh.
I'm so glad that I never went there. Like even when it was the 90s and it was uso, I never wore socks.
Well, it was. I don't think it was ever uso. I really just...
No, it was.
Really?
For a time, yeah.
Ako, yung ano, really yung, just for ano comfort.
Yung sports sandals.
Yeah!
Mga sporting brands. Tapos may white socks ka.
Oh my gosh. Alam mo yung look ko nung 90s. Ganyan.
Yeah, I saw your 90s look.
Oversized shirts. Mm. Para hindi halata na malaki yung chan. Tapos shorts. Mm. Tapos sandals. Tapos socks.
No, me naman. Oversized polo. Oversized pants. Tapos sneakers.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Hindi, at least parang ano ka lang. Hip-hop,
hip-hop
ka lang.
Hip-hop. Oh, hip-hop. Kasi uso talaga hip-hop dun eh.
Yeah.
Diba? Tapos eventually it transcended into the tight shirt pero baggy jeans.
Baggy jeans.
Tapos eventually tight shirt, tight jeans. Ano na?
Kung ano, pasikip na masikip.
Pasikip na pasikip. Next thing you know, tight shoes na rin.
Oo. Marky Buwe says, it should be a crime na itago ni Gino Boy na siya talaga si Baby Whale. Kit Rich says, yung kaaway ng isa, kaaway na ng lahat. Eh, hindi naman nila alam ang nangyari. Puro mga sausawero at sausawero.
Yeah, you just know the story from one side.
Tapos nakaano ka na, todo battle gear ka na.
Ano? Yeah.
Carlo Cohan said something that was said earlier. If the driver of the Ferrari is pangit. Pero dapat ganun pagkasabi mo.
If the driver of the Ferrari is pangit.
Fishmark says, pag magtimpla ng matabang na juice, it should be a crime. Kulong ka. Kyrosaurus says, pag sale, tapos selected items lang.
Mm.
Di ba dapat parang sana pag nag-sale ka parang...
Lahat.
Lahat.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Tsaka basta sale, the one that you like will never be part
on sale.
Of it.
Kasi it's probably new.
Di ba? Uno Loco Poco says, yung magrevolusyon ng magrevolusyon ng motorsiklo, eh, alas 4:30 pa lang. Marami pang tulog.
Yeah.
At saka two types, ha? There's a parang brrrr. Yeah. And then there's the parang bul. Ay. wait.
I don't think I've ever heard of a motorcycle do that.
Wait. Let's do that again.
Yeah.
Wait. Like the bum 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 bum.
Yeah, yeah. Mas gusto ko yung version kanina. Magugulat ako na rin habang natutulog ako. Saan?
Hindi kasi that's the sound.
Sound
Gino.
Effect
please,
fail.
No. But you have to admit that's the perfect kasi sound. That's the sound that it makes. Promise.
Ay, nako.
Ay, nako. You know what I mean.
I don't want to play that. Gusto ko gawin. Gusto ko siya gawing stinger. The Morning Rush.
Drix says, it should be a crime na maghangad ng very fit and sexy na boyfriend or girlfriend habang ikaw naman ay mataba. Ang sakit mo magsalita. Grabe. Wala namang masama.
Paano?
It should be a crime na gusto mo ng fit or sexy girlfriend or boyfriend tapos ikaw mataba.
I don't think so. Spoken like a true fat kid. Nah, I don't think so.
And Elliot Girl says, it should be a crime to deny na wala kang balak kung ang dami mo namang alak. Yung kunyari, you want to have like an inuman with this cute guy. Tapos i-deny mo pa, eh, di ba nga, the saying, basta may alak,
may balak. May
bakla, eh, may bakla. Bago yun. Pag may alak, may bakla.
Uli.
Kasi tinan mo, balak and bakla have the same letters. It's true. Promise.
Pag may alak, may bakla. Ay, lokbir. Ay.
Ay, pag may alak, may balak.
Ay, naku. Hindi naman necessarily may bakla.
And the top way to complete the statement.
Alam mo yun, pag may alak, may bakla. Ay, naku po.
The top entry for the statements that complete it should be a crime comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
Cristiano Reynaldo says,
it should be a crime na maglagay ng pasas sa mga paborito kong ulam.
What's pasas?
Raisins.
Oh yeah.
I don't like
raisins.
Like menudo.
Really? I figured there's... that you would be a raisin person.
No. I eat it because I have to. Yeah, because it's very rich in fiber, antioxidants, but I'm not a big fan.
Wow, you eat food because you have to?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's healthy kasi.
No wonder you're sad.
Wow. Gee, thanks.
No wonder you want the world to end.
Diba? And then, kasi, like, for instance, menudo is really good. But the moment you put pasas...
I hate that.
I hate it. Kasi there's menudo with pasas eh.
Even cinnamon rolls. I don't...
Yeah, right? Well, what about raisin bread?
No.
Ako rin eh. Yeah. I'm not a big fan.
I'm really not a raisin
fan. Because Del loves that. that loves raisin bread.
That loves a lot of things that wow. we don't love.
That is true. Ay, hindi, pero I kind of like that. Okay, never mind.
Oh,
never
pala,
mind.
Ikaw ang the original.
Never mind. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag it should be a crime.
I'm gonna tweet that today. Pag may alam,
may bakla.
Really wish that was like a personal invitation. Christina Aguilera with Genie in a Bottle, asking you to rub her the right way.
According to Gino, when she was still hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was the, no, you know what, the hottest that she ever got for me was, I Turn to You. She was really like beautiful. Beautiful. And
actually,
it was just, like, the video wasn't sexy at all. It was just her singing because it's about like, you know, her mom or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, it's just her face and like her blue eyes are just popping out of the screen.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, she was beautiful. And then you had like, you know, the sexy Britney whole. Because when Britney first came out with what, was it Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Yeah.
She was all right. She was all right. Like, you know what I mean? But then again, when, you know, when she came out with Slave and you know, all those other things.
Actually, Slave for you, I think, Slave was the apex.
Slave was like, it was like watching an art film.
Yeah.
On like MTV. Do you know what I mean?
And speaking of like pretty pop stars.
Yeah.
Remember Blue?
Wait, the boy band? The boy band?
Wait.
The boy band?
Yeah.
How is it a pretty?
Wait! Ano ba yung point? Ay,
yung may pagnanasa, okay? Hindi kay Christina. Sigla, remember Blue?
Wait! Hindi! Can I...
Huling-huli.
Can I... I do have a point. Can I give my point? Just fine. Speaking of... I just found out na si Lee Ryan. Yung,
did he bring out the best in you?
Guilty. Ay, nako. If you know your boy band music, you'll know why we're laughing. No, kasi it turns out Lee Ryan and I have the same birthday.
Oh.
June 17.
Oh, okay.
Siya yung, he does most of the lead, di ba?
Yeah. So, no, so.
Yeah, I just found out.
Ang ganda-ganda ng usapan eh. Talking about how hot Britney is. How pretty Christina was. Biglang, oh, you remember Blue?
Naman eh. May one love ba tayo? Explain mo naman oh. One love for the mother's pride. One love.
You know what? I was supposed to go into a break, but just because of that, we gotta play this song.
Ayun!
One love and RX. Right. This song goes out to you, Chico.
Thank you. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Gino finds it so weird when I scratch my throat using my throat.
Yeah,
you don't do that.
No.
Yung...
Ew! Ew! Stop it!
What? That's how you scratch your throat.
It's the equivalent of...
But it's the opposite. You're just scratching it.
Stop it!
That's the only... How else can you scratch your throat? There's no other way.
I'm sure you can find creative ways.
There is
I'm
no
sure
other way.
I'm sure you can find...
It's so itchy!
I'm sure you can find mga... Ano, more enjoyable ways.
Or siguro I'll sing with bigger vibrato.
No matter what I do.
Kung dati parang no, magiging do. There, see?
Why are we singing an operatic version?
Let's do the top 10 ways to complete the statement. It should be a crime.
Hey,
thank you, Chenong.
Sorry, quick hi to Colleen. I think she's on the way to work.
Hey,
good morning.
Colleen, good morning. Have fun at work. First day?
I don't know, no.
Oh, okay.
It's a Wednesday. Okay. So it's like...
Here
Third
we go.
Day of the week.
Let's start off with. Okay. Mm-hmm. From Jotty. It should be a crime na may mga ATM ATM na laging walang cash. So ano yan? Patungan ng bag? Tambayan?
Well, nauubos din naman siya.
But hindi pero yung lagi. Like every time you go there, walang cash.
Well, usually that happens to the ones na, kunwari like, kasi especially on payday.
Ah, well, yeah, yeah. Kasi for me, it has rarely happened to me. I can count it with one hand.
I really want to see the inside of an ATM.
Yeah, me too. Pero haven't you seen it?
I mean, like, where they put the money and whatever.
Yeah, because a couple of times, I was there when they were loading it. You can see, it's so cool.
I always imagine, like, a little person who's just inside.
I know, right? Diba? Chez Catron says, yung sasabihin mong straight ka, pero pagpunta ko sa room mo, tatad ng naka-brief na photo ni Aljur yung kwarto mo.
Ay. Baka naman mahilig siya sa Century 2 na ano.
Ah, siguro.
Diba?
Or ano siya, connoisseur ng underwear.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
OMGN says, God,
I remember this one. There was an ad before inside a mall. I won't say na lang what brand it was for, but it's a picture of a brief na nakasabit sa branch.
Brief na nakasabit sa branch. Oh yeah.
It's nakalagay bird's nest.
Ay nako.
It was the best ad ever.
Wow. Oo nga, no? Fat Kid Inside says, marrying a girl just to forget or erase your gay history. Very My Husband's Lover.
Yeah. I don't know what the plot of My Husband's Lover is, but
because Tom Rodriguez got married and got Carla Villana pregnant.
Yung para lang straight siya.
Sobrang, I think parang, okay, wait. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they used to be together. He used to be together with Dennis Trillo.
Okay.
But Dennis Trillo left for somewhere far.
Yeah.
I don't know why, pero parang...
He came back.
Parang, wait for me, I'll come back. Oh. Tapos pagbalik niya,
may asawa na.
May asawa at anak na or something. Parang ganun, something like that.
Interesting. And I don't think I don't think Dennis Trillo has ever played like a gay role before.
Yeah, di ba?
Yeah.
And it's
even
like,
Victor Basa's in it.
Yeah.
He plays a gay guy also,
diba? Yes. Oh. Parang ano ata siya. Parang naka-affair ni Tom Rodriguez?
No, okay.
Basta ganun. And,
parang life story lang pala.
Si Del, si Carla Villana.
Oh, si Del, si Carla Villana.
Ako si Tom Rodriguez. Tapos ikaw si Dennis Trillo.
It actually makes sense.
Oo. Oh my gosh, kung version natin, di ba? Well, we're not together. Pero we're radio partners, so we're my not, partner's partner.
Tsaka talagang we're not together.
No, I mean like, not, kasi...
Parang hindi pa kasi tayo official. So we're not together.
No, I mean, kasi like for Del and I, people might think kasi that we were boyfriend-girlfriend before. We weren't, so that's what I mean. Not you. Hindi, pero di ba... My partner's partner. Kasi diba? Partner ako ni Del, tapos partner kita. Partner, I mean, on radio.
Yeah, exactly.
And then my partner's partner.
Kawa tayo.
Oh my gosh. Radio version.
Atara.
Nang My Husband's
Para
Lover.
Para teleserye.
Teleserye. Every...
Oh my God. Oh. But that's exactly what's happening. You know? Isn't that each and every
Hindi,
single day of
script talaga. As in with todo, ano game?
Sige.
Kailan pa babalik
si Del? Can you be a...
I'll script it.
You script it. Because, I mean, obviously, you're the writer.
And all we have to do is just read it lang on air.
No, sige. Tayong... With feelings.
Talaga.
Oh! Seryoso, talaga. Game. Seryoso to, ha?
Game.
Radio serie.
Tapos ano, my jowa's jowa.
My boylet's boylet.
My boylet's boylet. Diba? One of them. Oh, sige. We'll plan that. And,
apparently, Dennis Trillo already played a gay guy before. Yung panahon ng mga hapon daw. He won an award for it early in his career.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And
Fishmark has a really great suggestion for our
teleserie,
a radio serie. My Jocks, Cool Lover.
Oh, tama, pwede rin. Pero iba na lang.
You know,
iba na
I feel
lang.
Cool. Eh.
Iba na lang. Mas maganda kung iba. Feeling ko. Ha? Feeling ko. And
I swear, we should come up with this radio serie.
I know.
Diba? Tapos, we have to change
Becky our... serie. Diba? Okay, and Keiko Bilio says...
Pero it patent na natin, kasi baka kopyahin eh.
Oh, sige. Oh.
Let's call it the original Becky serie.
The original. Keiko Bilio says, it should be a crime na magpa-cute ka na parang little girl ka eh sinlaki ka naman ng kalabaw. Alam mo yung nag-baby voice.
Or even, I think you should stop at a certain age.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless you're in the confines of your own home.
At saka
and
yung,
like your baby talking yun, with like your partner
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly. Kung kayong dalawa, mag-boyfriend, girlfriend kayo, tapos nagbe-baby talk, okay, maybe pwedeng fly.
It should be a crime na magpa-cute kung hindi ka naman cute.
I agree.
It should be a crime gumawa ng Giyomi video pag hindi ka maganda.
And remember, yung mga talagang cute, they don't have to do anything.
Well, sabagay. That's why they call it magpapa-cute.
Diba? Kasi parang yung some of
them... Because they're already cute.
I can... Oh my gosh. If I could only give examples. Pero, well, they're not even doing anything. Pero just go on cute-cute.
Sige nga, give examples.
Wag na.
No. Heart Evangelista.
Oh, perfect
when,
example.
When she did her Giyomi video. Oh. Alodia, when she did... Oh my God.
We'll stick with those examples.
No, I want to hear your examples.
Next!
From, ito na yung simula na radio serie.
Okay. From Super Wabi, to answer the phone, it should be a crime. To answer your phone while you're doing number two. Kadiri kaya? I can actually hear the plop.
Ew!
Di ba? Mayroon in the background. Mayroon, ah, sige, ah, pakiano na lang yan. Plok! Plok, plok!
Ew!
So, grabe. That's not a good sign. Asaka ako, I really wouldn't do that. Kasi, you know how obvious it is? Kasi may echo.
Yeah.
So, when you're talking on the phone, nadidinig na lang, wait a minute, where are you?
Are you in the bathroom?
Diba? Yeah. So, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, it should be a crime, comes from OMGN.
OMGN says,
it should be a crime when I can remove 90% of your quote-unquote beauty with a wet towel.
Oh, because it's all makeup.
It's all makeup. It's all there. One wipe of, let's say, wet ones. Wala na. Wala na. Sa lahat. And you are revealed the true
parang
you.
It's deceiving kasi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diba? So, the top 10. Way to complete the statement, it should be a crime. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #ItShouldBeACrime. And thank you to everyone. It's now number 2 in the Philippines.
Nice.
Wow.
Cool.
Thank you.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And thank you to everybody. It's nice to end the show with our hashtag, it should be a crime, trending number 2 in the Philippines. Sayang, we didn't make it to number 1. But it's okay. So cool. Thank you. Alright, let's do the top 10, courtesy of Chenong. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, it should be a crime.
Alright,
let's start off with man veil. It should be a crime na hindi mag-concert si Robin Thicke sa Philippines.
Oh. Or yeah. Kanye. Right. I would actually rather watch Kanye. It's just because I know so much more Kanye songs.
Kanye songs. Oh, that is true though.
And imagine, like, did you ever get to catch that Coachella set that he did?
Oh, no.
Oh my God. It was hit after hit after hit after. It was like mga 20 songs yung set niya. And then you start to realize, oh my God, ang dami niya palang sikat na kanta.
That is true.
And it was just like, the production value of everything was insane. So you can just sort of imagine like how it would be if he came up with a concert here.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Right?
And also, let's see here. From Mad Matt Mark, yung biglang nawawala sa inuman, parang ninja. Lalo na pag, yung bayaran na.
But I know kasi some people na bigla nawawala kasi lasing na.
Oh, well,
and they have to get home before they go completely like they just pass out inside the bar.
Well, here's another version of it naman from Kay Cubillo. Yung madaya ka sa Tagayan, tapos magkukunwari kang lasing ka na rin.
I hate that.
Kasi parang what's the point?
Oh.
Parang,
I mean, you can always just say, I don't want to get drunk. Yun na lang.
So, okay. But to go through all
but
the
to
whole...
go through all the, oh, I'm drunk also, tapos hindi pala.
Eh, parang, lasing na ako.
But, uy, Ay. Well, depende. Kung hot naman yung gumawa, okay lang.
Iba naman, I'm so lasing. Diba?
It's so weird that I... It's weird.
What? Say it.
No, because it's a nice idea.
Yeah.
It's a nice thought.
It is.
But it's... Whole... You know what destroys it for me? Is you were the one making the sounds. It's again another one of those, you know, those scenarios that we
yeah,
always come up with.
I know, right?
But I come up with something pervy in my head, and then you reinforce it, and I get happy. I get happy with the thought, and then I realize it's weird because you're the one narrating.
I'm
it.
The one actually role playing.
Oh, you're role playing, and it's a voice of a guy inside my head.
Diba?
I mean, your voice.
Yes.
Not anyone else's.
Exactly.
Except maybe Ryan Reynolds from time to time.
Wow, I feel special.
Wow.
It's either me or Ryan Reynolds, diba?
Like and yesterday, I was eating lunch, and then I rewatched Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
Where he played Deadpool.
Yeah.
Good God, that man is like perfect.
I'm not really a...
Really?
Honest.
Why?
I can think of like
he's so
a
funny.
Thousand
he's so,
other...
He's funny, he's ripped, he's good looking. I don't know what else you don't see.
Superman pa. Hey, did you know the whole, there's this, I forgot, this writer who came up with... they're saying that one of the appeals of Superman, it's actually a gay allegory.
What do you mean?
You know how he has stopped... From, diba, like his dad was telling him, parang, look, the world's not ready for you.
Yeah.
And don't tell everyone who you are, what you are, because they will judge you.
Yeah.
And they will be afraid of you, and they will hate you.
But he says it anyway.
So they were saying that it's also an, because there's that Christ allegory.
Yeah.
That they also use, which is quite obvious in the movie because there's one scene
because
where
there's scene
literally,
where there's like literally a church.
And there's the window.
The glass window.
With Jesus
art,
there. So obviously you can see the allegory
yung parang
there.
The leap of faith. Yun yung ano,
diba? Yes, exactly. But then there's also that symbolism that you can.
Actually, that's true. Yeah. Well, it depends on how you want to look at it.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of those things that you have to interpret it on your own.
Exactly. No, just like in any of the vampire movies. They were saying Interview with the Vampire, Lestat and all that, was actually Anne Rice's way of... it's a symbol for being gay.
How?
The whole blood thing. Because around that time, diba, that was when AIDS started becoming... like people were getting to know what it is.
Right.
And that sort of thing that where you pass on something via blood.
Yeah.
Diba, in vampire interview
but
with a vampire
again, but being a vampire is cool but
no but I mean just the not obviously if it's an allegory it's
and
not,
it makes you live forever
it's not literally,
literally yeah,
you
yeah,
know
I got what you
but
mean.
It's all that the whole there's something in the blood that will make you like this
yeah,
as
or
opposed
how,
to
how
like that.
The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is about God
exactly
yeah how diba? Aslan is supposed to be
exactly and also
depends on how you want to look at it just
it's just one of the.
Oh, the X-Men franchise then, though, sabi ni Mr. Vader.
Yes,
also
yes,
a massive
very much.
Well, it's called X-Men.
Very much. The way you're hated for being different.
Yeah.
Diba? That sort of thing. And also, ako si John says, it should be a crime for yung mga matataba na nagpre-pretend na buntis sila para lang makapila sa priority lane.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Don't do that.
But you would see naman if they're pregnant.
If they're pregnant
just fat.
Or if it's just fat there, yeah.
You see the difference.
It's a different thing.
It's a huge difference. Ken Karot says, it should be a crime na kumain ng cheese popcorn inside an air-conditioned room.
Oh, because it smells.
Amoy utot.
No, it's...
That's what she says. Amoy utot. Amoy paa.
More of amoy paa yata.
Yeah. Jeannie Rip says, it should be a crime na empty ang call logs at message inbox ng asawa mo.
Alam mo,
why is it empty?
Yeah, binubura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, don't
well, for
erase
one,
anything.
It should be a crime for you to look at your partner's inbox and call history in the first place.
But if binubura niya, then there's something going on. So you have to
but
investigate.
Maybe it's because he knows, or he or she knows that you look at it for a reason and she just doesn't want you to find out anything. You know how sometimes...
Is there something to be found out?
No, kasi it's not that.
Para tayo mag-joke.
Hindi mo kasi naiintindihan eh. What you don't understand is I just want my privacy.
But why do you erase your messages?
Because I don't want you to see how much I love you.
Oh my God.
Yan pala yun.
Look, we haven't started our
Even Schneider was like, oh my God.
Can we save that for our teleserye?
Pero sakto eh. No, yeah. Why do you erase the messages? Uh-oh. It's because I don't want you to see how much I love you.
Tsaka may quivering of the voice.
Quivering of the voice.
Nakakairita. And the top way to complete the statement, it should be a crime, comes from Cherry Ikeda.
Cherry Ikeda says,
yung magpapakita ka lang ng one photo on your phone, mm-hmm. and then the person starts swiping through your pics.
That's what I can't stand.
Yung parang, I'm just showing you this photo. Yeah. What if the next photo is me naked?
Naked.
Diba?
You want to show me a photo?
Hindi, kasi diba parang like,
but
the rest
yeah, exactly.
are private.
Those are private photos and like...
They're just showing you one photo. That's it.
You know what? Should the new smartphone should come up with an option. Na
you
parang,
lock.
You lock.
Oh, na parang you show them a picture, then press lock and they can't swipe.
And they can't swipe. Because sometimes kasi, more of parang... Kunwari, you're showing them a photo of like okay, oh, yeah. I'm gonna show you Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so nice. Tapos you look at the next one,
yeah.
thinking na it's still going
it's
to
more.
Be. No, oh, but then again, ay. It doesn't necessarily, it's not your. No.
Kasi one time, eh, like I was like, hey, here, look at this. I don't know what picture it was. So bilang maya, ay, ang cute naman itong dog. So, dog? I didn't show you a picture of a dog. So pakita mo, ang layo na nung inabot niya. And you're like, whoa! Wait.
Ano naman ang biceps nitong?
Ay, nako! Really?
Ano naman ang biceps nitong kasama
really?
Mo? Kasi ako yung kasama mo eh.
Ah,
may mga pictures tayo
ganon,
sa phone mo, di ba? So, siyempre, lakan ng biceps ko.
Oh. Ay, nako. Yan. Sige, ha? Sige. You wanna play it like this, eh? Alright, so...
Kaya, you know what? The safest way to show somebody a photo on your phone is you
hawak
have to
mo
hold
siya.
It.
Yeah. Don't give your phone.
Yeah.
Alright, so I wish I could have gone through all... I was telling Gino just how... far back I am.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for...
But just click on the hashtag
click
if you
want to
find
hashtag.
Out all the entries because there are a ton of really good ones.
And it's Aliyo because, you know, because it did trend in the Philippines.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who are sending in entries who are not listening
who
to
are
us.
Not, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're just, you know, joining the hashtag. So it's also fun to read those. So you might want to check it out.
All right.
What about us?
Okay, go ahead.
Have one.
You start.
It should be a crime...
It should be a crime to prevent boyfriends or loved ones from doing what they want to do. As long as it's not ng bababae ka or ng lalaki ka. Like, you know what
oh,
I mean? Like,
kunwari, okay.
parang, like me, I'm a gamer. I wouldn't ever want anyone to hinder my being a gamer because it's who I am.
Oh, that is true.
It should be a crime to post really suggestive photos on Facebook tapos hindi ka naman nagpapalandi.
Ay, I hate that. I hate that. It should be a crime na mag-post ka ng video, short film, na hindi nakasync yung sound dun sa ano video, yung audio sa video.
Right.
I hate that. Nakaka-beat it.
Yung may ibang movement na nangyayari pero
tapos
narinig
hindi
mo.
Nag-uusap
lang sila.
Super, I hate that.
Alam mo yung...
Hindi nagme-mix yung mouth sa sound. Nakakairita. Or yung
I know exactly what you mean.
Or yun nga, yung magpo-post sila nung 5-minute version of, let's say, a 30-minute
video.
Tapos you can't find the 30-minute video. You have to go to the website.
Or yung mga banner ads. Alam mo yung mga banner ads, tapos makikita mo yung video na gusto
oh.
mo. Pero pag-click mo yung site.
Ah, wala. You have
wala,
to,
hindi mo mahanap.
Nakalagay, sign up here.
Oh.
So, patay.
What is your credit card? Ano?
Or PayPal.
Oh.
Minsan gusto nila PayPal, eh wala ka namang PayPal.
Oo nga naman. Okay.
So unfair. Okay, but thank you very much for joining us today.
All right.
We'll see you again tomorrow.
Enjoy the rest of the ride Wednesday. Drive through coming up next. Of course, it's 80s, 90s, and early 2000s for the entire day.
Exactly.
That's what the Riot Wednesday is all about. And with that, we say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.